We have five more presentations lined up for the second half of this session. Our next presentation is Effect of Polyamines on Salinity Stress Tolerance in Creeping Bent Grass. Authors are Ying-Mei Ma and Emily Mirowitz, presenting Ying-Mei Ma.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Creeping bent grass, the talk that we are presenting today is studying the effect of polyamines on salinity stress tolerance in creeping bent grass. Creeping bent grass is a very important and commonly used putting green species, which requires high maintenance, including irrigation. However, due to limited resources and drought stress in arid and semi-arid areas, irrigation in golf courses has been restricted. So in order to improve irrigation, reclaimed and used water has been used as a supplemental. However, by using this type of water irrigation, salt will be built up in the soil, which can cause damage to the plants. And also in golf courses with low drainage areas, with low drainage or habitats that lack of water can cause damage to the plants as well. However, plants tend to develop several types of mechanism to tolerate this type of salinity stress by synthesizing compatible solutes, sequestering of toxic ions in separate compartments, induction of antioxidative enzymes, salinity stress tolerance gene and transcription factor induction, as well as adaptive regulation of plant hormones. And polyamine is one of the amino acids breaking down compounds, which acts as a hormone-like function. The major polyamines include putrescine, spermidine, and spermine. And in our lab from last year, we found that polyamine were upregulated due to salt stress in creeping bent grass for salt tolerance, as we can see from here. And also in other research found in tomato plants that transformed by overexpressing spermine content showed more salt tolerance, as we can see from this picture. And also, polyamine were found to regulate osmotic pressure in plant by regulating the homeostasis between potassium content and sodium content to be more salt tolerant. As we can see from this research, they found that plants treated with spermine content under salt stress with the mutant plants that are treated with salt, with stress accumulate more potassium content, which showing the effect of polyamine as a protective agent. And also polyamine was found to interact with other phytohormones to be salt tolerant. Research found that one of the phytohormone gibberellin acid seed-primed wheat varieties showed increased content of salt tolerance as well. So we hypothesized that polyamine may play a role in salinity tolerance in creeping bent grass, and also polyamine may interact with other phytohormones associated with salinity stress in creeping bent grass. So our objective is to evaluate the effect of exogenous application of different concentrations of polyamine on physiological health and phytohormone responses in creeping bent grass under different levels of salinity stress. So the plant materials that we use in this experiment is pancross, which the seeds were seeded in a 4x4-inch square pot based on 1 pound per 1,000 square feet seeding rate. And then 5 millimole, 10 millimole, and 25 millimole of polyamine concentration of chemical, as well as the negative control of water, were applied to the plants. And the plants were separated as two parts, with treated with salt, and the other one was no salt treatment. And the whole experiment was laid out in a completely randomized design with four replications. And then after each treatment, the measurements on related to plant health were measured at 10, 20, 30 and 70 days. And then the traits that we evaluated include turf quality ratings from 1 to 9, physiological performance include relative water content, electrolyte leakage, osmotic pressure, and plant height. And also phytohormone analysis was analyzed in liquid chromatography mass spectrometry. And then the data was analyzed in SAS for analysis of variance, and all the mean was separated by least significant differences. As we can see from this picture, that we did found some phytotoxicities at the highest level of spermine treatment. However, we did not see any damage due to spermidine 25 and putrescine 25, and then the water control. And take a close look at 20, 30, and 70 days of treatment, putrescine 25, spermidine 25 millimole per liter, as well as negative control water. Comparing them, plants' health were significantly improved compared to the water control. So for the rest of the talk, I will be focusing on putrescine 25 and spermidine 25. For the rest of the talk, for my graph layout, the x-axis is duration of study, and the y-axis of each graph is corresponding to each trait that we evaluated. And then all the solid line shows all the control plants, and all the dashed lines shows the salt-treated plants, and all the putrescine and spermidine treatment was separated by color. And we can see that turf quality ratings decreased significantly due to salt stress. However, by applying putrescine and spermidine 25, we see a significant improvement on turf quality ratings. For electrolyte leakage, as an indicator of cell membrane stability after stress, we see significant increase after 20 days of treatment due to salt stress. However, we did see the lower electrolyte leakage due to putrescine 25 treatment. Leaf relative water content is also decreased due to dehydration of salt stress. However, we did see putrescine and spermidine treatment at 70 days of treatment improvement, higher relative water content compared to the negative control. And similarly to electrolyte leakage, osmotic pressure decreased significantly due to salt stress, but we did see improvement at 70 days of treatment due to spermidine treatment. And another trait that we found distinguishedly improved is plant height. We did see a reduce on plant height due to salt stress. However, we did see improvement due to spermidine 25 and putrescine 25 compared to the water control. So further on, we evaluated the plant, as we can see from the pictures, and we further evaluated the plant growth-related hormones, including zeolite, riboside, gibberellic acid, and indole-3-acetic acid. However, we did not detect any different changes for the Z18 riboside. However, we did see significant improvement due to putrescine and spermidine treatment in gibberellin and indole-acetic acid. And abscisic acid is a well-known stress-related plant hormone, which induced, we found similarly from previous study that ABA content induced due to salt stress. However, we did not see any improvement due to polyamine treatment. And similarly, for the salicylic acid, over the course of salt stress, we did not detect any significant changes due to salt stress and polyamine treatment. So as a summary, we can conclude that polyamine can significantly improve salinity stress in creeping bentgrass by improving osmotic regulation and reduce leaf water loss. And also polyamine may induce production of plant growth-related plant hormone for improving salinity tolerance. However, ABA, jasmonic acid, and salicylic acid may not involve for salinity tolerance due to polyamine treatment. And we suggest in future that polyamine could be used as a chemical product for plant for turf vigor in, under both normal and salinity conditions. And finally, I would like to acknowledge the funding support from Project Green and Michigan Turf Grass Foundation. And also, I would like to acknowledge help from my advisor, Dr. Emily Merowitz, and other lab members in our lab helped on this project, as well as Michigan State University. For that, I would like to take any questions that you may have.
Will you please describe in more detail the salt stress treatment?
Salt stress treatment?
Yeah.
So at initial, we took the T0 measurements for every for all the traits, and then after that we applied polyamine to the plants, and then after applying the polyamine, we gave them salt stress. That's 10 decimal per square meter per meter. And after 10 days, we did the first measurements, and then after that, we applied another time of polyamine, the same concentration, same amount, and then we gave 20 decisimon of salt stress to the plants, and then we repeated four times like that.